Thought for today. Pay for a job only when it's completed. Pay for a job only when it's completed. Pay for a job only when it's completed. So often, we go to our workmen who are doing jobs for us. It could be our children, it could be our husbands or wives, it could be the neighbors, it could be the boy down the street mowing the lawn for us, it could be an employee that we have, it could be most anything at all, but are we careful to only pay for the job when it's completed? Sometimes, when we pay for a job before it's completed, we take away the motivation because they're motivated to do the job because they want to get the money. And if we give them the money, quote, quote, before the job is completed, they sometimes lose interest in doing the job. Now, the payment for doing something to your husband or wife or children or what have you may well be that we're going to go to the circus, or I'm going to knit you a sweater, or I appreciate this very much. And so the kids are out there cleaning up the front yard, and the mother goes out there before they're done, and she says, "Oh my, you're doing such a wonderful job. I'm so proud of you. You're doing such a wonderful job." And the kids say, "Hey, we're working too hard. let's quit now." She's already said thank you, and she's already said the job is good. There's nothing more to do. Nothing more to earn. And then sometimes you pay for a job where you have a gardener come in, for instance, and have him put plants in your yard. And before he's finished putting them all in, you paid him for the job because he needs to have the money to buy the parts and stuff. But you should never pay the full amount. If you pay the full amount, then all of his motivation for doing the work, which is to be paid, is done. Now, why is that true? Our motivation for doing a good job should be to do a good job, not necessarily be paid. That's part of it. But to do a good job. When you have gone out and raked the lawn, are you proud of what you have done? Have you gotten all the little sticks and stones and things out? Have you leveled it? That reminds me. Yesterday I was looking at our front yard, and I saw a big glob of what looked like baby dew, you know. And I reached down to remove it, and it was hard as stone. And Ellen was standing by me, and I said, "What is this?" And she said, "I don't know." And I said, "It looks like the mortar that goes in between the tile that we have here. Now, why would that be here?" And so I went into the garage to get a hoe and a rake and a few other things to chop underneath it to separate it from the grass and take it away. Now, it's been there for several weeks, right there on the edge of our lawn, destroying the grass in that particular area. And it's been there, and nobody seemed to have noticed it. Nobody seemed to have taken any interest in removing it. It looked just like a handful of sand, you know, like you'd spread out your hand and it'd be about that size. And so I took this hoe and I chopped underneath it and cut around it and cleaned it out. And just as I was going to do that, Ellen says, "Here, let me rinse it off." And so she felt perhaps it was sand that could be rinsed away. Well, sand, pretty hard. So I removed it. And then, as I started finishing removing it, she starts squirting at it again. And so, naturally, I did. And then the princess comes out and decides to turn on the water for the sprinkler system right in the process that I'm cutting this out of there. So I get a bath. And you see, if we had checked our workmen, we would have known what they were doing. Then the comment was made by somebody, "Oh, I saw that the workmen were cleaning their tools there." Cleaning their tools in our lawn? In our beautiful lawn? Here on the mountain, we have very small patches of lawn. And they are the most precious patches because all around is just the desert mountainside. And those patches of lawn are like diamonds. that we want to keep polished and keep beautiful green and lovely. And it's not a big patch, but it's just a patch right in front of the house, and then beside in the back of the house, but they aren't big either. We don't want to ever do anything to those patches of lawn that are going to disturb them or destroy them. But we did. And we allowed the workmen to clean their stuff off right on our lawn. And then when I went down by the roadway, where the several roadways join on our property, I noticed a pile of concrete. And I thought to myself, I know what that is. The guy in the concrete truck stopped on our property, right there in the middle of our beautiful paradise garden area, and ran water through his truck and dumped out the concrete right there. Well, now, it's hard as a rock. We'll have to take a sledgehammer and break it up. But we paid the guy before he was finished. We should really pay him after he gets off the property, because he wanted to clean his tools on our property. Well, that's not part of the deal. What are we supposed to do with what he has cleaned his tools with? You see, when you pay people before the job is done, you have no recourse. You have no way to go back at them and say, hey, you haven't finished your job. Hey, you paid me, I'm done, you know, I'm going. What do little children do as soon as they get their money after being paid for a job? They run off to the candy store or to their piggy bank, wherever their values are. What do you do when you're paid for a job? If someone comes along and says to you, oh, that is beautiful, that is gorgeous, that is wonderful, well, you stop creating at that moment. You've been paid. You stop creating. You might be creating a beautiful poster, and you have lots of ideas for it. And somebody comes along and says, that is gorgeous, especially the boss. That is beautiful. That's wonderful. You stop creating. Why mess it up? You've already got their approval. Why go on with the other dreams you had for it? Save that for another time. Get a compliment off of that, too. But we should wait. If we see a job that a person's working on, good, go at it, you know. We don't say, oh, it's wonderful. Oh, you're so great. Oh, you're so fantastic. Oh, you're so gorgeous. That's payment. That comes after they finish the job, not while they're in the process. You say, well, I'm just motivating them, encouraging them to do the job. No, you aren't. You're paying them. You're paying them. And we have to be very careful. You see, payment is very fragile. It comes in many ways. It could be a compliment, it could be money, it could be a gift of an object or something, it could be a presence. Someone is being with you. You say, well, sweetheart, I'll wash the windows and then we can go to the movie. Well, it depends on how eager he is to get to the movie, because the windows get swoosh, 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 swoosh. And the minute the sun comes out, they look like they were swoosh, 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 swoosh. They don't look good at all. Be careful. Be careful how you run your life. Don't pay yourself before the job is done. Don't pay another before the job is done. Your pay envelope may be lying on your desk, ready for you to pick it up at the end of the day. But if you pick it up beforehand, something about picking up your pay envelope, the day is over. The rest of the day you just sort of fritter away doing virtually nothing. It's a psychological thing. It's an unfortunate thing, but psychological. Pay for a job only when it's completed, for yourself or anybody else. And that's very important. That's very important. We have paid people on campus here ahead of time, and every time we've paid them ahead of time, the job has been inefficiently done, insufficiently done. But it's our fault. We don't deserve to have the job done right because we paid ahead of time, because we didn't respect the fact that we shouldn't have paid ahead of time. Are we now going to be mature in this area? Are we now going to apply it in all areas of our life with ourselves and with others? Time will tell. Time will tell. We can have the best of intentions and fall flat. Pay only when the job is done. Pay only when the job is done, and you will be happy, and so will I. I love you.